آج صبح صبح یہی خیال ہوتا تھا آپ سے پہلے درشن کر کے پیچھے جاؤں گا. صبح ایک دفعہ پہلے اوپر آیا یہاں دیکھا ہی نہیں.
نو بجے
نہیں, میں قریباً 10 منٹ پہلے آیا تھا.
اچھا
تو شاید میں نے ادھر دیکھا کوٹ کے اوپر میں دیکھا, آپ بتائیے تو بیٹھے. تو آئی کیم ٹو میک نمسکار.
Man from Department of Religion will be coming.
Minister of Religion.
Yeah.
Minister of Religion. بھائی میرا میرا ایک وینتی ہے, اگر آپ ہو سکے دو تین آپ اور بھی ہیں.
کیا کام ہے سر؟ گلوبل ٹائمز کیا؟
نہیں, ہمارے بھائیوں کی بہت شردا ہے, بھائیوں کی بہت شردا ہے. میری وائف ابھی آدھا گھنٹے میں 10 منٹ میں آئیں گی کہ میری ایک لڑکی ہے, اس کو جنم سے پولیو ٹربل ہوا ہے. شی کین واک سلولی, کین ٹاک سلولی, ناؤ شی از اباؤٹ 30 ایئرز ایج. تو میری وائف نے بولا تھا کہ میں ایک دفعہ لڑکی کو لے کر کے یہاں آپ کے پاس آئیں گے, آشیرواد دینا اور کچھ. کیوں دیکھو نا, یہ تو جنموں کی بات ہوتی ہے نا. ہم نے تو کافی کوشش کیا, بہت ڈاکٹر کافی دکھایا, اس کو بولا یہ پولیو ٹربل ہے, اس کو کچھ ٹریننگ جو فزیکل ٹریننگ تھے تو ابھی تو ٹھیک ہے, لیکن پھر بھی یہ پولیو ٹربل تو مشکل جاتا ہے.
کیا پولیو ٹربل کیا ہے؟
یہ ہوتا ہے نا جسٹ لائک پیرالائزنگ, سیمی پیرالائزنگ. بھائی دھیرے دھیرے چلنا, پاؤں اور ہاتھ میں اتنا طاقت نہیں ہوتی ہے, ویری ویک. اور آپ کو تو پتا ہوگا نا, یہ پولیو بیماری ہوتی ہے نا, بچوں کو ہوتی ہے مشکل. جیسا لنگڑا لولا آدمی یہ ہو جاتا ہے. تو وہ بولا تھا کہ میں جاؤں یہ اور لڑکی کو لے کر کے تھوڑا آگے والے. بولا ٹھیک ہے, تم بلا جانا. یہ ہوتا ہے کہ ماں کے اندر میں بیٹی کے لیے سچمچ ہم لوگ تو بہت بھاگ کیا لیے آپ سے ملے.
کل میٹنگ آپ کا
میں تھا, لیکن اس سے تھوڑا چھوٹا تھا, گرمی بہت تھی. آج جو اسپیس ہے یہ وہ بہت بڑا ہے, اس میں اس سے بھی کتنا آدمی آ سکتا بیٹھ سکتا ہے.
ہندی سمجھ میں آیا, ہم کو ہندی میں بھی آ گیا.
اس کا مائکروفون اتنا ٹھیک نہیں تھا, لیکن میں بہت نزدیک دیکھتا تھا. اور پھر اس کے بعد میں ہم اس کے آپ کے پچھاڑی آ کے کھڑا ہو گیا ظاہر ہو گیا.
اچھا,
راجدھانی صاحب کے پچھاڑی ہم کھڑا تھا, وہ پنکھا چلا رہا تھا نا. ہم بولا دھانی کو بھائی تم تھوڑا دھیرے کرو.
ویری گڈ
بیٹری
بیٹری جو کٹ کرنے کے لیے کھڑا ہو گیا.
جی ہاں,
اس کا آرگومنٹ کیا ہے؟ ایک مٹ پانی سمندر کا سوال.
میں ایسا سمجھتا ہوں کہ کئی لوگ ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے نا جن کا صرف خیال ہوتا ہے.
کوئی بھی ہو,
صرف خیال ہوتا ہے پوچھنے کا.
ان کا تو کچھ ویلو ہونا چاہیے. ہم بولا جو جیت جو ہے شاستری ہے, بھگوان کا جنم ہمیں وہاں ہمارا سنس. ایک مٹ پانی سمندر سے جو خود بند ہے تو کیمیکلی کوالیٹیٹیولی وان, کیونکہ ایک بوند پانی سمندر کا سمان کیسا ہوتا ہے. آرگومنٹ ہے, یہ تو کوئی سیم مین کا آرگومنٹ نہیں ہے.
میں یہی بولنا تھا کہ یہ لوگ ہوتا ہے نا, ان کو صرف سوال پوچھنے کا مزہ آتا ہے, لیکن خود جانتا نہیں. خود جانتا نہیں
انٹیلیجنس سوال پوچھو گدا کا ایسا بولنے سے کیا لگتا. اور سبھا میں گدا ہو جانا.
نہیں یہ آدمی آگے بھی سنا تھا کل ہی ہم نے سنا تھا کہ آپ کبھی کبھی ایسی کوئی ماں پوچھاتے ہیں تو اس کا ایسا آدھا تیرا سوال کر لیتا ہے. سوال کرنے کے بعد میں خود وہ سمجھتا نہیں کہ میں نے سوال کیا کیا.
یہ جو آدمی تھا کل آرے سماج کا وہ ہمیشہ ایسا ہی رہا ہے.
اس کا نیچر ہوتا ہے کبھی کبھی
گدا بن جاتا ہے. ایک بوٹ پانی سمندر کا سما یہ تو ان کا بولنا تھا. یہ کیسا ہوگا
یہ لوگ زیادہ میں زیادہ ایسا بولنا چاہیے کہ بہت اجیانی
بات. ہر یہ سب آتے ہیں
یہ ڈسکشن کے اندر مر جاتے ہیں.
وہ بھی یہی سمجھ رہے ہم تو ہم پیسہ ہی بھگوان ہیں. یہ سمجھا دیتا ہوں یہ آج کل بہت چل رہا ہے رام بھگوان کیا.
یہاں بھی ایک ستسنگ چل رہا ہے ادھر بھی ایسے ہی کہتے ہیں
اس کا کرنا چاہنا
سیم تھنگ
کیا آرگومنٹ ہے. تم بھگوان کیسا ہو گیا بھائی تو دن بھر میں دودھ جوتا کھا رہے ہو بھگوان جانتا ہی نہیں بھگوان کیسی ہے.
موت پرارتھنا کئی زمان بچا جاتے آپ رہے تھے میں نے آپ کے سامنے اپنا آری بھی رکھا ہے دو تین اور بٹھایا کہ جلدی نہیں جائے گا.
کیا چیز ہے
میرا عرض ہے محنت یہ ہے کہ دو تین دن اور بٹھایا دو دو تاریخ نہیں جانا.
کام پڑے تو تھا
پھر آپ کو کام بھی بتا دیں گے. ہمارے بھائیوں کے ادھار کے لیے جن کو اچھی طرح سے سمجھنا چاہیے کہ رام نام کی کیرتن کی شکتی کیا ہوتی ہے.
رام نام کرنے سے وہ شکتی سوئن ہی پریچے دے دے گا.
اس لیے ہمارے وینتی کیا
ابھی جیسا آپ مٹھائی لیا اب مٹھائی کھانے سے کیا فائدہ ہوتا تو دور سے تکڑا کر کے کھا کے دیکھو کیا فائدہ ہوتا.
پوچھ پوچھ کرنے کا ضرور نہیں کھا کے دیکھو.
جو یہ مٹھائی میں جو شکتی ہے کھاؤ کھانے کے لیے دیا ہے کھاؤ تو اور اس کا معلوم ہو جائے گا. آئیے دیر از نو نیڈ آف آسکنگ. Shall we go there so that we can sit on the road?
Well, there's the same amount of chairs whether we're here or there.
There are no more chairs.
Yes, I guess that's
best. So you look kindly take the shovel to inside the city.
Yes.
Thank you. There, you don't take time again.
We will take time.
This is Mr. Ivy Mastra. He is in charge of the Hindu and Buddhist department of the Department of Religion. And this is his next in command, Director General, Mr. G. Puja. He was educated in India also.
Oh, yeah. Which city?
Banaras.
Actually, they have arranged by giving a letter that we can stay in the country. They simply say you do not object, and then the immigration gives their position. They especially like your books.
Oh, thank you. You have read some of my books?
Yes.
They are not my books. I am simply translating. They are written by Jack Day. The original Vedic scholar. There are now many secular states. Our basic idea of secular state is the government must be responsible for proper execution of religious system. It doesn't matter whether one is Hindu or one is Christian, one is Mohammedan or Buddhist. It doesn't matter. But it is the government duty to see that one who is professing as Hindu, whether he is executing the Hindu principles of religion properly. That is government. Just like government gives license to so many businesses. One man is selling liquor. Fine. Government issues license. So, the government inspector, excise inspector, goes and sees that the man is doing business according to the license. Government should not be careless. That you may have gone with your so-called millionaire who don't care for it. No, that is not right. Government's duty is to see that there, for example, a Christian, the commandment, first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. It is the government's duty to see that anyone who is professing Christian, why is killing? Immediately he should be punished. That you are professing a Christian and you are killing. This is the other. You know, the Buddhist religion also, ahimsa. Ahimsa paramatma. The government duty is to see. And the ultimate test of first-class religion is the follower has developed love of God. If he does not know anything about God, or if he has not developed love of God, then he has simply wasted time. It may be any religion. That is ultimate case. Because religion means it has got relationship with God. Otherwise, what is the meaning of religion? Any religion, it doesn't matter. The process is quest of God. What is God? What is the absolute truth? Where from everything has come? What is we, what we are, what is our relationship with God? This kind. Religion means this kind. In the Vedanta Sutta it is said, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Otherwise, what is the difference between cats and dogs and human beings? It's simply eating, sleeping, and sex life and defense is the business of human life. These things are there in the animal life also. They also eat. They also sleep. They have also sex life. And they also defend according to their capacity. the only defend is atomic bombs. And they defend that and make them close. The defense spirit is there. So, that is not the aim of human life. The aim of human life is opportunity given by nature to have a human form of life, is to understand God. And nobody can deny, unless he's a crazy fellow, the existence of God. That is not possible. That must be. I may know it or not know it. It doesn't matter. Therefore, a religion means to understand God and to have it in the dormant love for God. This is religion. Now there are many different of process according to country, time, people. Therefore, it is the duty of the government. It is the duty of the government Hare Krishna. Normally, the kings, they are regularly supervising whether citizens are properly executing a religious function. That is government teaching. Kyasut bannam mayasustam gunabannam duhavat. So now government is character of religion. I'm very glad to know that your God has got some department to supervise. What is your function in this department?
Excuse me, my health is very poor.
Well,
I would like Mr. Peter to be a
He would like to have him translate English to Indonesian.
Yes.
He is the director general of Hindu and Buddhism from the Department of Research in Indonesia. This is to maintain and to look after the development of Hinduism and respecting that all people in Indonesia that has to follow any kind of religion. Because we have also in charge for the Christianity, we have also in charge for the Muslims or Islam, and we have also in charge for the Catholic, and we have also in charge for the
very good idea. This is very nice.
So because there are so many in the persecuting of the religions, there might be the people between many religions, they are conflicted to one another. So the government has to be respected. So the government has to to lead the people how as we parents to supply also in the field of their material for reading and facilities for their prosecuting the remittance. This is the government to have this service department.
This is the idea which I was explaining, that
As a matter of fact, also that we are looking from the EU and Buddhist region for the people, or to develop this department, especially because we are feeling of lacking of materials, because most of our books actually are written in ancient English language, the substantive from Sanskrit, or revises.
Ancient
Indonesian language.
Okay.
And now actually most of the Sanskrit texts also not available anymore. Of course there are some few can be available from that value. In farm deciding. And that is why actually to develop this Hindu religion as well as Buddhist religion, lack of religion for reading. Now, the government also tried to rewrite into Indonesia Bhasa as one of the aspects, for example, that Bhagavad Gita has been translated into Indonesia. In which we are expecting that this Bhagavad Gita should be read by English people. And as a matter of fact, most of the English leaders can understand, and they have the ideas of the Mahabharata and the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. Now the problem, actually, the government has faced a lot of difficulty to supply the materials that actually needed by the people. If we are lacking of material, so how actually we have to solve this problem instead? We are actually, from the government point of view, we are always looking and how we try to develop international relationships between various countries to solve the problems. As the same case also, how to educate Indonesian people to study more about the Hinduism so that they can keep the Hinduism, because in our country, religious instruction is a compulsory in our any institution. So we felt actually, lack of material as well also lack of institution to develop these regions. And I, from our government actually, we are expecting your visit here that the bill will be beneficial both for our side, from the government point of view and as well as for your for here and as well in the third country.
I think your problems can be solved if you kindly cooperate.
Yes, yes, sir. We are looking for that.
We can give you correct idea of religious principles as well as on philosophy. Religious idea without philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. They should be combined. Religious idea supported by philosophy, then it is correct. And philosophy without religious idea is simply mental speculation. They should be combined. So that combination of religious idea and philosophy, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Provided you accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. If you interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way, then you will miss the point. Just like in our country, in India, Bhagavad Gita has been interpreted in so different ways that people are now guilty. They do not know what is actually going on. Take, for example, Then in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samavita Adhis. I think you know that. Samavita Adhis Kala, Bhamaka Pandava Sindhu, Sima Purvata Sindhu. And he is a great leader, political leader, and he has interpreted Kuru Kshetra as his god. So, where is the dictionary where Kurukshetra means his body? But because he is a big political leader, that Gita is going on. Kurukshetra means his body. Pandava means the five senses. In this way, they cannot pull up. I may tell you frankly, just say Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted to prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield, and how he can prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita? Then he has to drag some interpretation out of his own way. But because he is a big leader, the people are misled. Similarly, at present moment in India, the Bhagavad Gita has become a plaything that anyone can interpret in his own way and do all nonsense. But I will request you, because you are so much interested, and you have already approved Bhagavad Gita, you have translated, among the living personalities, you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and spread it, it will have immediate effect. That is already experimented. Just in the Western country, before me, hundreds of thousands, Samis and Yogis went there. But not a single person could understand what is Bhagavad and what is Krishna. Now, hundreds and thousands of these boys, in Europe, America, Canada, Africa, everywhere, Australia, everywhere. They are now become devoted right there. So, they are intelligent persons, they are coming from rich families. Why they are taken seriously? Because they have understood Bhagavad Gita. Nice. So, I will request that God is neither Indonesian, neither Indian, neither Africa. God is God. And he claims that all living entities, in any form, the form is superficial. The form is taken as dress. Just like you are dressed in a different way, I am dressed in different way. But we are not talking to the dress. We are talking to the man he is putting on. Similarly, this bodily distinction is material. But spiritually, we are all one. There is no first chance of becoming Indian or Indonesian or African or Christian or Indian. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita to know. Pandita Samadharsha. Vidyavinnaya sampanne brahmane gavi hasyami suniti to sapati. Pandita Samadharsha. Because Pandit does not see the outward dress. Pandit sees the inside, he is putting on the dress. Therefore, without misinterpreting Bhagavad Gita or being misled by so-called big leaders, if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, it will be very beneficial. There you go. That is my not opinion, that is the fact. Things should be taken as it is. Call a spade a spade. Now, interpretation is required when things are not clear. When things are not very clear, not easily understood. That is there is an example in Sanskrit grammar. Gangayam Ghoshapalli, the neighborhood of Ghosh family, is on the Ganges. Now on the Ganges, Ganges is water. How there can be a village? Now, here interpretation is one. When the matter is on the water, but on the bank of the Ganges. So, that when the meaning is not clear, then you can interpret. But when the meaning is clear, that's like Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Samabhita Dhusar. Now, Kuru Khetra is still there. In about 90 miles away from Delhi. Perhaps you have been there. The station is there, Kurukshetra. So how one can interpret that Kurukshetra means his body? This is one. In spite of clear understanding, they will interpret in their own way so that they have got their own pleasure, he is the one to suffer. This is one. See, if you kindly apply this misleading interpretation, and if you check Bhagavad Gita, then you get this science of God, science of living, which is applicable either to Indonesian or Indian or African or American. The science is appreciated everywhere. 2 + 2 = 4, this mathematical science is applicable everywhere. It doesn't matter whether one is a Christian or Hindu or Muslim. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the science of religion, science of God. So if you take this book seriously and try to spread this knowledge among your consumers, I think it will be very and it can be. We are preaching that. We are the All Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for one God, one scripture, one mantra, like that, for all people of the world. And we are happy that people are accepting it in that way, very nicely. And it is very easy. It is very easy. So, Mr. Director, he has read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, he has.
Very.
And I think so many Indonesian people actually have that. Bhagavad Gita. Because we have translated it to Bhagavad Gita in
1966. Very nice. So, have you read our Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Okay. Because when I was in India, that's
what I'm talking so religion must be there. Without religion, the human society is an animal society. That must be there. And religion means to know God. What is your explanation on religion?
Religion has to be married at the Vedic fashion.
What is that? What is
that?
Religion means the course of the laws given by God. Just like law means the law given by the state. I cannot manifest that law. The citizen cannot manufacture law. the knowledge manufactured by the legislative assembly of the government. Similarly, religion means the order given by God. Now we have to understand who is God and what is his order and how it is applicable to everyone. But that is the system of it. We cannot physically give some rituals as believers. The principle of religion is to obey the orders of God. Therefore, the first principle is to know who is God. Unless I know what is God, then how I can know what is His order? So in the Bhagavad Gita, the religion is given that there is an truth in the world. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam. That is the we have manufactured so many types of religion. And here God says that if we have the manufactured religion, we just surrender unto it. This is religion. Religion means to surrender. The good citizen means to surrender to the government law. Similarly, a religious person means who has surrendered to God. And nowadays it has become a regrettable fashion that everyone is God. Then who is surrendered to God? And this false question is that I am God. I am God to surrender to God. I am God to God. This hatred is wrong. And spoiling the whole human society. God has become so cheap thing, any nonsense can turn our Lord. That is the defect of the modern society. There is a great necessity to understand God. If everyone is God, then why is the necessary idiot? If everyone is president, then what is the necessity of law making? And this is the very unfortunate situation. What is your idea?
That in our best example, that when it says that Aham Brahmasmi.
Aham Brahmasmi is Vedic, but there is always.
So now it's become.
Aham Brahmasmi means I am spirit, I am not this God. Soham means I am the same quality as God. But they are misinterpreted. So I was wrong.
That
is not saying anything.
That's a misleading.
Misleading and people have become nonsense.
Kita,
He has published Bhagavad Gita with commentary or full pretenses?
With a commentary.
So whose commentary you have followed?
We try to take from Pali schools, and we try, but we have to understand clearly their positions, and then we put that in a super way that everybody can understand it clearly.
Mm.
Only in the part that is very difficult to be answered.
So, yeah, Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, it is said, Imam Jivakshati Yuvam Chattavana Humabhva. You can open this book, sir.
One thing, Prasanji, that according to our opinions, that religion is something that truly big. Truly big.
Something?
That is something that we should live upon and truly big.
True meaning.
Yes.
So that's why good citizenship.
Yes, definitely.
Good citizenship means living under the direction of the God. That is good citizenship. Similarly, human life means to live nicely under the direction of God. The caption about taken up understand that the human life explanation of this verse.
You want to explain this to you? You want to explain this?
Yes. Imam Vivasvati Yogam Pratradan Aham Abban Vivasan Manami Prahu Manu Ittha Gavitvani.
Yes, this is explaining the origins of the law.
Yes.
That is obeyed by the man. That is the origin from the
Krishna.
Yes, Krishna was the light person. And come into this Vatu.
That means you said knowledge should be received from the absolute.
Yes.
That's right.
So the effort they have part from one source.
Yes. But one link. So that is being deviated. What Krishna said, he gave us time to the Son God. Now, everyone is speaking in his own way. Not in that way.
Yes,
sir. Therefore, it is deviated. The Bhagavad Gita, chapter explains that you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita by your own interpretation. You must follow the instruction of the original speaker of Bhagavad Gita. The original speaker is Krishna. So what Krishna says, we have to follow that. Then it is over. Otherwise, if you interpret in a different way, then it is not over. Now what Krishna says, we have to understand it philosophically, ethically, scientifically, anyway, any angle of vision. That depends. But you cannot change the Vasana Bhagavata. You cannot change. Just like Dr. Radha Krishna in the ninth chapter, when Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Vyadimana Namastu, Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to be Krishna person.
that Krishna person says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, he just always thinks of me, and he is devoting his leader not to Krishna. How much harm he is doing. Three men. Why? It is said, Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad, just think of me, just become my devotee. What right you have got to say that you are, it is not to Krishna. So if we interpret in that nonsense, then we shall not be able to understand all of it. We shall miss it. Sounds does that mean that you have to change according to your things. 2 + 2 = 4. You cannot make it 5 or 3. Then it is not science. No longer the scientific value of the 2 + 2 remains. Who follow that principle, and that is the only principle. So, if you are actually serious about Bhagavad Gita, I do not know what is your commentary. I request you try to follow the instruction of Krishna. Don't interpret in your own way. Then it will be easy. Everyone has got rule all over the world. Therefore, we are studying the Bhagavad Gita as it is very nicely. Our publisher is Macmillan Company, and their sales manager's report is that our Bhagavad Gita is increasing daily, rather decreasing. That is the report. And in October, they published 50,000 copies. We already finished. Now, they are preparing for the second edition. People are very much now eager to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, imitating us, somebody, another, by the Bhagavad Gita as it was. That is not our normal thought.
One thing I could ask you, Mr. would like to answer from you, that according to the Hebrew objective of life, the objective of religion is Sartam Jadakitaya, Hiti Dharma. The objective of religion is to be prosperous in this world and hereafter.
Now this is Vaikya. Prosperous, that is also straight out and become prosperous.
The problems are like this.
That is total.
Whether this person also.
Yes, this is there.
Just what it is.
Yes, right. Yeah. In the Bhagavad Gita, this has, this has. And now, Bhoktaram, Sadhulukumaheshwaram. Bhoktaram, Jagdhatapasam, Sadhulukumaheshwaram. Sridham, Sadhulukumaheshwaram, Gyatabham, Shantim. This is the Shanti, prosperity. Yeah. Krishna says that I am the supreme enjoyer. I am the sole proprietor of everything. Sarvabhuta Maheshwaram. Sarvabhuta, not only of this planet, but other planets also. Loka, Loka means planet. Sarvabhuta. So, Bhoktaram, Jagdhatavasam, Sarvabhuta Maheshwaram, Sridham, Sarvabhutanam. I am the most, I mean, the fullest strength of everyone. Jatya Mams Hunting Chukam. If one understands these three symptoms, the God is the supreme enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. But God is enjoyer. And God is the proprietor of everything, not we as proprietor. We are subordinates. And the Vedas also stated, Ito Gu Bahunam Vidhati Tama Nitya Nityanam Chetana Sutananam Ito Gu Bahunam Vidhati Tama. The description of God is that He is eternal amongst eternals. We are all eternal in human entities. And God is also eternal. Nitya Nitya Chaitanya is the vital living force among all living forces. He are all living forces and He is the chief living force. Then what is the distinction between this similar number Nitya and the pure number Nitya? The distinction is that similar number Nitya is maintaining this plural number, Nitya. Nitya Guru Bahunam Vidhatita. Very good distinction. Otherwise, God is also a living entity, like us, like one of us. But He is chief. Just like father and children, father is the chief man in the family, and He is providing all necessary for life. For the children, for the wife, for the although the father is also living entity, and the children are also living entities, but the father is providing the children, and the children are being provided by the father. This is the understanding. Unless you understand this, there cannot be any peace. That is the basic fact. Anyone who understands this, he gets peace. Otherwise, there is no possibility. If I think that I am the provider, if I think that I am the enjoyer, or in other words, I am God, then you never get peace. That is not possible. But it is false. If one of the children thinks that I am the independent, then naturally, father and his child like he said independent, he is independent. This is an example. So, if you want peace, then as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to learn these three things. It is not very difficult. To accept God as the supreme enjoyer, and God is the sole proprietor of everything, and He is the best friend of everyone. Then you have to anyone can appreciate this. Anyone can adopt this principle. And he will be in peace. And so long one will falsely think that I am God, I am India, I am this, I am that, then we suffer. False notion is never making happy. You must come to be true. Actual idea. Now, you can examine, but Krishna says that I am the supreme enjoyer. Now, let us understand this one fact of the supreme enjoyer. Now, suppose here is some banana fruits. Who has created these bananas? You are not manufacturer. I am not manufacturer. Somebody has created. So you have some God has created. And that's the fact. Then who should be the India? I shall be India or God shall be India? Anything you create, you become the India. Anything I create, I become the India. So if God has created this banana fruit, then who should be India? God or I?
The Lord.
Yes.
God.
Yes. So, our business is, we should offer this banana to God. Sir, it is your creation, it is your thing. First of all, you taste it, then you take it. Then you become in peace. And if you falsely think that I have created this banana tree, I have worked so hard, now the fruit is there, now I am the enjoyer, I don't understand. Then next statement in Bhoktam, Jadugavad, several Bhoktam, Tanu Srupad, of everything in the world. Now, beginning of this world, Bhumi, land, this land, we are claiming this land Indonesia, this land America, this land India. But has the Indonesians or the Africans or the Indians created this land? Who has created this land? God. That is not true. But we are taught to think and so how can you teach? Suppose you steal something, somebody's property, and taught to think and property, you never teach. Because it is not your thing, you're stolen. So in this way, if you philosophically study, the God is the supreme perfect. Tena tattena vandita. He can simply use what he is giving to you. He cannot claim another's property. Just like in animal life, they do not claim that this is my country. The boss, they do not claim. But they live very peacefully. There are crows, there are stars, so many bars, they live anywhere, everywhere. But they do not claim, oh, this is my country, this is my place. They do not claim. Therefore, they are free to move everywhere. So we have created a situation, godless situation, therefore, you are not in peace. Therefore, if you want peace, you must accept God, first of all. Sri Yam Sarvabhutana, Yatta Mam, Shanti Nitsati. This is the prayer of Shanti. You cannot create your Shanti in your own way. That is not possible. Just like the citizens, if they create their own way of shanti, they cannot exist. If they abide by the orders of the government, by the laws of the government, they will exist. This is a crude example. Similarly, if we do not accept God in the center as the supreme proprietor and the supreme enjoyer and the supreme friend, then there is no peace. This is the formula given in this. What is that? And this is
Bhutaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheswaram Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Yatra Mam Sankhun Vichati. Translation. The sages, knowing me, is the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities. supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor of no wishing of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries.
But
the conditioned souls in the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. They do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than he. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshvaranam. Under the spell of the illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature.
That is the fact. Lord is the master of material nature. And we are conditioned by the material nature, and still we are playing anger. Then?
Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain peace, perfect peace, only in complete Krishna consciousness. In the fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered earlier. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga is the path leading to Bhakti Yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute, and the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fundamental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya, illusion, due to the desire to lord it over Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life, even while he is within the jurisdiction of matter, but is in arousing the spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is pleased in the conscious matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties and effort to control the senses and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And attaining Krishna consciousness by controlling the above-mentioned passions, one remains factually in the transcendental stage of Rama Nirvana. The eight-fold yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There's a gradual process of elevation in the practice of Brahma, Niyama, Asana, Pratyahara, Jnana, Dharana, Pranayama, and Samadhi. But these only practice perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life.
Therefore, in another place, it is stated, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Maam Kutasya. After many, many births, when actually becomes wise, Jnanavan, Maam Kutasya, he surrenders unto me. That is the purpose of my life. So, this is the Bhagavad Gita, is the only source of a scientific knowledge of God and our relationship. And this is that we are already very serious about understanding of the Gita. But I request you only to try to understand the Gita without any hard man-made interpretation. That would be right.
Swami, I would like to
and we are always ready to help you.
Yes, yeah, thank you for your service. What I want that Guruji will be able to help us from the Lord's class and establishing, for example, that Gita meeting, for example, that the ethics is open.
Ini sebenarnya ya, ajaran Bhagavad Gita kita sudah pakai jadi di seluruh Indonesia, tetapi tidak seluruhnya. Chapter ini kita ambil oleh karena kesamaannya dengan agama Hindu itu persis. Oleh karena itu kita ambil sana. Dan
keadaan
bahwa kita ini sudah tersebar di seluruh Indonesia yang sudah disalin dalam bahasa Indonesia. Mungkin kitab yang disalin dalam bahasa Indonesia itu sumbernya belum begitu lengkap bagi ini. Tapi mereka jadi penganut agama Hindu itu sangat senang. Dan beberapa daripadanya dihafalkan yang sesuai dengan tri kehidupan kita di Indonesia. Terus sebenarnya bahwa kita ini bukan soal baru sekali lagi. Kita sudah lama menjalankan. Hanya tidak keseluruhan.
So, but as a matter of fact, this Hindu religion in Indonesia actually most of them practicing Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita as a matter of fact has been a part of their life. But as a matter of fact, because in practicing this Bhagavad Gita, not all complete parts have been practiced, but only part by part necessary to for the adjustment of the conditions in Indonesia. And some of them, of course, they can memorize the verses for the benefit in their practice. This is
We are always prepared to help you. Anytime, you try our hands. And shall we try? So, very much glad to explain how we are trying to teach.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.